What are some of the questions that you hear from both medical oncologists and gynecologic oncologists about management of patients in this initial phase of the disease?
So in the initial phase of the disease, there are a number of questions that come up. I think what's important, though, is to establish the standard treatment. The standard treatment is maximal surgical debulking, and we've kind of touched on that. But then intravenous platinum and taxane-based chemotherapy, and I think that international guidelines have established the platinum drug as being carboplatin at an AUC between 5 and 7.5, and the taxane being paclitaxel, generally at a dose of 175 milligrams per square meter given over 3 hours. Now, the questions then emanate and alter that standard, and I think one could outline 7 acceptable modifications of what I just described. And although they're acceptable, they're uncommon. And so maybe the reason that they're uncommon is because they're not as good. But maybe the reason that they're uncommon is because that science is emerging. So let's just outline those 7 things. The first would be intraperitoneal chemotherapy. The second would be administering more than 6 cycles of chemotherapy. The third would be giving weekly chemotherapy. So weekly paclitaxel is probably better than every 3 weeks in breast cancer, and maybe that's also relevant to ovarian. The fourth would be substituting the taxane for docetaxel. The fifth would be adding a targeted agent, and specifically the targeted agent would be bevacizumab. And then the sixth would be doing a reassessment surgery, meaning operating on the patient a second time when she's in remission at the completion of her adjuvant chemotherapy to see if the tumor's in remission. And then the final would be continuing the chemotherapy in the face of remission, what we call maintenance or consolidation therapy. So I think the standard upfront treatment for epithelial ovarian cancer is clear. There are some controversies, and I outlined 7 of them. But those controversies, I think, are really uncommon, and I think most agree that 6 doses of intravenous carboplatin and paclitaxel delivered every 3 weeks is the standard.